Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche and Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said about 146,000 unaccompanied minors have been located since President Donald Trump took office, out of what they described as hundreds of thousands of children smuggled in the United States during the Biden administration. Blanche said more than 300,000 remain unaccounted for, though he did not provide independent verification for the figures cited.
More than 475,000 unaccompanied children entered the United States during the Biden administration. 475,000. Over 300,000 cannot be accounted for at the end of 2024. The way that this happened was typically because the criminals calling themselves sponsors trafficked these children to the border, usually committing fraud to do so. And oftentimes, the children were abused, assaulted, and certainly exploited.
Mullen said federal agencies, including DHS, ICE, and the Department of Health and Human Services, have worked together to track down children and investigate alleged human trafficking networks and fraudulent sponsorship arrangements.
On the 146,000 we found with their sponsors, though some of them were just wellness checks that we went through that were maybe not vetted correctly, but the child was okay, the person was in the country legally, we were able to check that off. Other ones were criminal, so those that were exporting the children were charging. DOJ is helping with that. Some were in labor trafficking rings. Some were in sex trafficking rings. Some we couldn't maybe prove that either the child was being utilized in that way because the child was refusing to speak. We have either found legal sponsors for the child and then have gone through the process of deporting the individuals. The vast majority of the 146, though, were obtained illegally.
The statement came as Blanche announced the indictment of three Guatemalan nationals in Ohio accused of participating in a migrant smuggling conspiracy involving more than a dozen minors. Prosecutors allege the defendants used false identities and claims of family relationships to obtain custody of children after they entered the country. Angie Salazar, acting head of the Office of Refugees Resettlement, said her office has strengthened protections for migrant children.
Today, ORR requires valid identity documents, fingerprint background checks. We identify repeat sponsors. We require DNA testing when family relationship is claimed. We also verify income, and we physically verify the homes, the addresses, and we meet with sponsors in person. And for the first time, ORR is in lockstep with our law enforcement partners to identify bad actors and protect children. We are prioritizing child safety over placement speed and modernizing our systems to strengthen oversight and accountability.
Blanche argued that the mistreatment of the migrant children was a direct result of Biden's border policies.
I think I'm stating the obvious, that when government fails to protect our borders, it is the most vulnerable who suffer. And this department and this administration has zero tolerance for unlawful activity and is committed to protecting children who suffered the consequences of open borders.
Mullen claimed that sanctuary city policies were central to the abuse, saying that fraudulent and exploitative sponsors have taken advantage of protections that limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement authorities.
Do you know where we're finding the most of them? Sanctuary cities. Because they know they're safe. That's why they're called sanctuary cities. Because of President Trump's leadership, we're going into those sanctuary cities. We have mayors like Mondami in New York who want to say you're not welcome. As a mayor, he knows what's happening on the streets. He knows who he's harboring, and at this point in abating, by saying that we can't go operate, we're going to.
President Donald Trump and his officials have made similar claims since the beginning of his second term. Meanwhile, during the recent California gubernatorial primary, Democratic candidate and frontrunner Javier Becerra faced criticism over the federal government's handling of unaccompanied migrant children while he served as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. The criticism stemmed largely from a Pulitzer Prize-winning 2023 investigation by the New York Times, which found that HHS, seeking to move children out of overcrowded shelters, placed many with sponsors without sufficient vetting and conducted limited follow-up after their release. Following that report, the Biden administration did implement a series of reforms. HHS strengthened sponsor screening requirements, expanded follow-up services for children after placement, and established additional resources, including a hotline for children in distress. The agency also increased home visits by caseworkers, offered more comprehensive post-release and legal services, and worked to improve oversight of sponsor placements. The U.S. Department of Labor also stepped up enforcement efforts targeting employers accused of exploiting migrant children. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.